The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Well, as you just heard, a very pleasant forecast for us for the days ahead, but not the case in Florida right now. That's where we find ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan, right in the path of Hurricane Idalia. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. The storm is expected to make landfall in the next hour or so in the Big Bend section of Florida. That's right where the Panhandle and the Florida Peninsula kind of come together. The storm will then march northeast from there. The one saving grace of this is that it's a fairly low population, a low density of population. The nearest town from the point of landfall is about 30 miles inland, and that's a good thing. That means that the storm surge, which could be deadly to a larger population like Tampa or Tallahassee, should not be a factor. The wind will be, though, because we're talking winds that have been occasionally at Category 4 status, 130 miles per hour. Now, the last update that came out just a few minutes ago showed that the storm had dropped back down to Category 3 status, winds of 125 miles per hour. Still, if you can imagine trying to stand in a 125 mile an hour wind, it's impossible. This storm will have some devastating effects.
What are people being told to do there to prepare for this?
Well, they should have been preparing days ago. They should have, and in fact, Tampa, where I am, is essentially deserted. Most people packed up and went away in anticipation of this storm. And that's been the advice here. In fact, that's been the order for a lot of people in some of these very low-lying areas, that they were ordered to get out. They have to evacuate, and that's what they've done. At this point now, the governor just held a briefing a few minutes ago. It said that if you did not evacuate, just stay where you are. Try to get to a high location in your own home, because the storm surge is going to be a major problem.
So I understand it, Jim, not only the hurricane, but also tornadoes possible inland with this storm as well.
Sure, yeah. This morning there have been something like 11 tornado warnings associated with Hurricane Idalia. So that's already been an issue. Generally, tornadoes associated with hurricanes are not particularly powerful, but you know, they in the order of EF even zero or EF1, but that's still a big concern to people. If you're in the way or in the path of even an EF0 tornado, you're going to get some kind of damage.
Well, this looks like it's going to be a bad one. As you point out, though, the saving grace is that when it makes landfall, it will be in a low population area. Still a lot of precautions to be taken. When will this all be over and done with? When will this have? When will this storm have moved on?
Probably Thursday afternoon. It's because this is the course of the storm is this. It's going to come ashore there in the Big Bend area. It's going to move to the northeast, and it's going to hold a lot of that power as it does. Move up into Georgia. A hurricane warning already has been issued for southern Georgia for a storm that's coming in from the Gulf of Mexico, not from the Atlantic, but from the Gulf. It'll then move up to the northeast into South Carolina, then to North Carolina, and then the expectation is that Thursday evening it'll launch back out into the Atlantic Ocean.
All right. Well, stay safe, Jim. We appreciate the update. We'll be listening throughout the day.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Paul.